By all accounts, Jason Barron, the Director of Litigation for the Office of General Counsel at the National Archives and Records Administration, has visited the records-keeping offices of nearly every cabinet-level department and independent agency in the federal government. In a lively and somewhat irreverent yet informative talk to NARA's recent Records Administration Conference, Barron discussed something that remains an ongoing headache for those responsible for government records.
What we are is confronting the 800-pound gorilla in our lives, which is email. Now, I know that I know that we have all been talking about this for a number of years, but emerging in the marketplace actually are some products and some tools and some methods that might be helpful. I want to talk about that a little. I do want to cue, because I am a lawyer, that to tell you that there's a new CFR site for the email regulation that we put in November 2009. So 36 CFR 1236.22. It tweaked the old 1234, and now it's 1236.
As you can tell, Barron is an enthusiastic advocate on the subject of records management, and his zeal for helping agencies comply with the law, especially when it comes to electronic communications, has made him a legend in many federal government agencies. He told the RACO conference two recent cases ripped from contemporary law journals points up the need and the seriousness of dealing with email.
One is the In re Fannie Mae litigation, where the OFEO was held in contempt, not once but really twice. It was by the district court and then affirmed by a D.C. circuit because lawyers represented that the agency could do something that they couldn't. They could search backup tapes in an open-ended way based on 440 keywords, getting 660,000 hits in a very defined period of time. You don't want to be in that quadrant for your agency. That's not a good day in the office where your lawyers and you and your IT people are having to fulfill a representation to search backup tapes. It costs a lot of money. Restoration costs have come down, but you just don't want to be there. You want a different scheme for email, a different scheme for your records than what happened in that case. And that case is a good case example, a cautionary tale to bring to your CIO or anybody at a high level and say, look, this is a problem. This is a failure of records management of the agency. Second is Aguiar, which is a case involving ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, where the court is talking about metadata, and the parties wanted DHS to produce documents in their native or proprietary format. The problem is that they didn't ask early enough at the meeting conferred. They asked after a production had already taken place in the litigation. And the judge did a Solomon-like decision. Judge Moss decided that, hey, that was too late to ask for that amount of information in that form, information with metadata in that form, if there's already been a production at taxpayers' expense. The query, though, the real issue for this case is that this case is a harbinger of things to come, because you know the next set of plaintiffs against your agency are going to be citing, thinking Aguiar, and asking early for documents in their proprietary format.
Barron says the jury is still out on the best approach to managing email as part of a comprehensive records management policy, but there are some best practices emerging.
There's hope, limited hope. What is it? There is emerging in the marketplace electronic archiving solutions. It's not a magic bullet. You can't buy a product, right, and just run with it. But what is it? It's a capture of email. It's not everyone in this room spending till 9 o'clock at night worrying about their email and how to tag it or whatever. Or if you're, unfortunately, in an executive secretariat and you have a proxy right to your deputy's email that you're worrying about his or her email, which I have heard stories about recently in my talks. It is the fact of a capture, snapshot of email, and really can be done. The IT people know how to do it. The question is, how smart can we be about it? It is the promise is that we could archive email, transport it out of whatever formats it in, put it in XML, make some sort of smart filters available, either by person, by component, or otherwise, to capture to segregate out the permanent and the temporary. That's the key for the federal government, is to figure out what are permanent records and what is the junk, what is the ephemeral stuff that we all don't care about, and cull it out, cull out the non-record stuff, have a blacklist, and basically be able to do that, and do that in a way that also has search capability.
In the meantime, Barron says agencies need to think of formulating a policy of what email needs to be kept. Do you just retain the email of senior managers, or is it necessary to capture and store every single message that originates in your agency? All of this, he says, to cover agency liability until Congress hopefully rides to the rescue like the cavalry with legislation.
The Electronic Message Preservation Act that that the archivist mentioned was passed by the House of Representatives on March 2010. It's not the law of the land. The Senate has not passed it, so you can't run with it. But it is a signal event that has happened. It's been referred to the Senate. It would ask, it would basically force the archivist and NARA to confront issues of electronic messaging, define electronic messaging. It would require, by its terms, the capture of electronic records that are electronic messages and make them accessible through retrieval methods and establish functional requirements. We get to decide what electronic message will be. I can't, you know, tell what the future is. It's for the policymakers, not for the lawyers. But it may well, one possibility would be unified message systems that include voicemail. There's a lot of things for messaging. That's for policymaking, rulemaking, and NPRM in the future, if the statute were to be passed.
Meanwhile, says NARA's Jason Barron, stay tuned. At the Reagan Trade Center in Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.